everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. This is another day that the Lord has made. We're still in the end times, and we're hopefully still in time to do His perfect will. All the moments you have every day, be in the move of God. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. As we obey the Lord together, we're doing the same work. We're laborers in the field. If you really want to do something for the Lord, your prayers avail much. Pray in the Holy Spirit and ask the Lord to help you pray for people in need. You don't know who to pray for, but when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're praying God's perfect will. And many times you won't even know what it is unless you have an interpreter or unless the Lord reveal it to you. He can interpret it for you. And when He interprets what you pray in the Holy Spirit, what you pray in tongues, it encourages you to continue doing it. Ministries run off encouragement. And we need it. Maturity, there's a way to do the ministry without encouragement, but you're still encouraged by the word. In ministry, for the things that I have to do for God, I had to learn to do what I do without encouragement. I know what it's like to be discouraged, and then you stop, or you don't do it with the same fervency. But the love of God will replace the encouragement that you don't have. When you expect too much out of people, that's a false focus. You have to look at the Lord. When you look at the Lord, you see the people, but you overlook them, and you see the Lord. You see the need. And whatever the Lord puts on your heart, that's important. Remember, he evaluates everything perfectly. So whatever He gives you to do, that's the most perfect thing you can do at that time. Remember, though, whatever the Lord does, it always, everything starts in seed form. Even the universe. Everything starts in seed form, and it grows from glory to glory. Everything. Now, in the beginning of God's way, He said He was light, and He developed, just like we do. Adam was made by God's hands, and God blew His breath into his body. He is a reflection of who God is and how God started. If you want to understand how God started, look at Adam. God was light, and He developed from glory to glory. You are made in His image, and all that you do can develop in glory to glory. The work that you do will develop from glory to glory. I even said the universe started in seed form. It was at one point it was just the imagination of God's heart, and He spoke it. It started from Him. Everything. The work that you do starts in seed form. The concepts that God give you, the insights, the direction. Whatever He tell you to do, do it. It may not look big to anybody. They may not pay you any attention. That means nothing. What God can give you to do, and if you do it, your work is just like the little boy's lunch that fed 5,000 people. Now that's impressive. And Brother Horton pointed out, what you put in God's hand, God, Jesus will bless it and give it back to you. That was one of the most perfect sermons I ever heard in my life. I tell you what, it was needful because I saw what God could do beyond me. If I do something, every time I do a broadcast, I put it in God's hands and bless it. And I count on God to cause people that would appreciate it to hear it. So if you're listening to these broadcasts, you're part of a greater work. Others are listening also, all over the world. And God is moving by His Spirit. Your everyday love is what keeps evil at bay. Your everyday kindness. You can't see what God can see. God can show you visions of the results of what you do in His name. Pay more attention to Him. And sometimes He'll give you direction, something to go on, who to talk to, who to encourage. And you can change the course in their life. And who knows what they may do. This thing goes on and on. What you put in motion, the love you put in motion, the life you put in motion, stays in motion. You don't have to be discouraged. Discouragement is a lie. Because discouragement would be true if God wasn't standing right there with you to back up everything you do. Discouragement is always a lie. We just need the Word of God so that we can perform. We need the Word of God so we can do our duty. We need the Word of God to fill our hearts so that we can be compliant with His perfect will. Now, I got a protocol that I do. The Lord told me years ago to read 15 chapters a day, 5 in the morning, 5 middle of the day, and 5 at night. Now, that was just chapters. After about 3 months, we started dialoguing, talking back and forth. My prayer grew from glory to glory. My prayer was not just one-sided, me asking God for something or asking questions. It was listening and getting answers as I asked the questions. And then when He revealed something, I asked greater questions. Now, I have a job where I work on cars and trucks and vehicles. And technology is booming right now. If you really want to know God, you can use technology. I started with the Bible on MP3. And I used to wear a cord from my shirt pocket to my earbuds, and I would listen to the Word all day. And I learned to use those earbuds, and they were aggravating because they get in your way, they get caught in your ear, but I listened to the Word, and it blessed me. Now they have earbuds that's Bluetooth, which means you can listen to the Word, and that thing will hang on your ear, and it's comfortable, you forget it's there. And I have a smartphone with the Bible on it. And I use it to listen to the Word. All day long. And it doesn't interfere with my work. When people talk to me, I can hear them. But my spirit man is picking up the Word of God. If you can get the Bible on MP3 or on your smartphone and listen to it, the Lord can, He prescribes books for me to listen to. I can listen to the book of Isaiah about 2.5 times in a day because I stop and I rewind when I hear something that I want to pay attention to. This keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. When I get off work on my job, I work on my business. And sometimes I have been very tired and I have work to do when I get home in my garage. And I listen to the Word and it's like I'm re-energized. I can work until I finish. I'm older now. So I have to take countermeasures and get more rest for my body's sake. So I won't be like Brother Paul wrote about, who worked himself almost to death. I have the joy of the Lord. I have peace. There's a party going on in my heart. because the Word of God is there. It affects your attitude. It affects your response to problems. It affects the way you see things because you have the Word of God to live by. The Lord can train you. He can point out things. See, the reason people fail are small reasons. And the Lord has, if you could receive the solutions that God is going to give you, you can destroy your troubles. And you can go forward and not backwards. Go forward and not backwards. Love God. Enjoy His Word. He loves you. Enjoy the process of life. Remember, the priest that Ezekiel wrote about, they wore linen. They didn't wear wool. They didn't wear anything that would cause sweat. This is to note the fact that ministry is not your works. There is no works that you can do and perform to earn salvation. We've been made righteous, and that's why we do what we do. We were made to be righteous. We were designed to perform. But the reason we can do all these wonderful things, the reason our prayers avail much, the reason that we can work as under God and God and put something in God's hand that He can bless, the reason we can do that is because we were washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And by faith we were made righteous. We were made brand new. We have every right and responsibility to do these things. The work we do is based on what Jesus did. He did the sweat. We don't sweat. He sweat blood. His sweat was like drops of blood. We don't sweat. We express His love. Now, when people get together and build a building, and they come and sing the songs of Zion, and they preach salvation, and they heal the sick and raise the dead, and they do all these things, they're doing it based on what Jesus has done. Jesus, the messages that preachers preach, they received that message. They didn't originate it. If they originated it, they're working. But when we work miracles, we yield our bodies to the Lord. We lay our hands become His hands. We lay hands on people. And then Jesus does all the magnificent work of healing, the intricate works of healing, the restorations, everything, whatever they need, recreative miracles. We just laid hands on them. We're not doctors. But the surgeon Jesus goes and put people back together perfectly according to their faith, and sometimes according to His sovereign will. And sometimes He's able to pull it off because He has somebody praying in the Holy Spirit somewhere. At the right time, at the right moment. They were obedient and He could legally do that. Everything that God does must be legal. That's why your prayers avail much. See, God told Daniel that knowledge would be increased. When we yield to the Lord, we can preach the hidden knowledge that's been there all along. We are not the first to do these wonderful things. God can have a person praying in the Holy Spirit in Africa somewhere. And He's healing you here in America somewhere. Or Saudi Arabia somewhere. Or He's healing somebody in Iran. Jesus is appearing to people in Iran and other places. In Palestine, in Iraq, places where people don't want the gospel. There are sincere-hearted people wanting to serve God. And their religion don't want Christianity there. But there are still people that God can salvage and save and love. He loves every one of us, even the people that do wrong. See, people have the wrong concepts of God. He loves not only the good folks, He loves the people that are not right. And if He can save them, if there's any chance that He can save them, He'll do it. especially when they won't be dangerous and backsliding. God knows what he's doing. He loves people, and he will help people live. And we have to have the same heart that he has. And when we do, God can move. He loves us. Never forget the love of God. Never underestimate what God can do in your life. He loves you. You're very, 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 very important to him. You are worth the blood of Jesus. That's how much you are valued. I don't know how to make it more plain than that. So is the other people out there doing wrong. They're valuable too. But when people are angry, they don't care about other people. And so you have to come to the point that you share his love, his passion. Never limit God. Always consider what he can do in your life. Look at him, my friend. Look at him. He loves you. He loves everybody. You can pray in the spirit. You can have a set time that you pray in the spirit. You can serve God that way. You can pray for people specifically. See, the Lord our God, he's not limited. You can pray for people specifically. You can pray for people in other tongues. When you do, you're praying perfect prayer. You're praying perfect wisdom for the moment they need you to. Now, if the Lord ever wake you up out of your good sleep or just put on your heart to start praying, go somewhere and pray until you get that note of praise like Kenneth Hagin used to talk about. When you have that joy, you know you won. Now, when that happens for me, I found out about things that have happened. One morning I prayed in the Holy Spirit, and I could tell by the Spirit that the Lord wanted me to continue praying, and I prayed fervently until I started laughing. Well, that evening, found out that my daddy was having, at the same moment while I was praying, he was having a diabetic attack, and my niece was living there at the time. And Ebony went out of the bottom door, the downstairs door. She was about to go out of the moment I was praying, she was about to go out of the front door. But she changed her mind and went downstairs. The Lord caused her to go downstairs. And she saw my dad having a diabetic attack, and she knew what to do. She went and got him some orange juice and took it to him, and he was fine. His sugar got too low. He was diabetic. The Lord knew what was going on. Another time I was praying in the Holy Spirit, a friend of mine was in the hospital. And just before he died, the Lord had me praying in the Holy Spirit. Then I went back to sleep, had a dream that he was back at work, laughing and playing jokes like we used to do. I found out the next day that he had died. He either rededicated his life back to Jesus or he got saved. And I know this. I know he got saved because of the scriptures that God gave me for his funeral and the way it happened. Other times I prayed in the spirit, I don't know who got blessed. And then, not to mention the dreams that God gave me for people. The Lord loves us, folks. If you yield to his love, you can do the work of God. A lot of people feel like they're not doing anything if they don't have a ministry that people can see. Not true. Not true. Sometimes the greatest ministries have prayer warriors that pray and dedicate themselves to the life of God. And they do God's will. And they pray. And when people yield to the Holy Spirit, it changes everything. I'm out of time again, unfortunately, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to give you thoughts and insights of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.